It's for the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. Now let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Now let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. 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 Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Yeah. Shine all over Robinson Creek. Amen. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over B5. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
I woke up this morning a little tired, and like you, I hadn't planned on preaching today, and I know you like me, but I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. I seen her where Brother Kevin said that Sister Barbara had, that she had to have surgery. He's going to be done with her today, and I'm like you, Brother Tyler. I began to pray, and I'm like, Lord, I've got nothing you ought to give them today. And unless you give me something, God, I ain't got nothing. You know what? Because you don't need to hear from me, praise God. You need to hear from God today. Now, buddy, I can't even help myself today. I need to hear from God today, brother. And you know what? What God gave me might not be for nobody else, praise. It might just be for me today, praise God. But you know what? We've got these little children up here, and I watch them every and next thing that song, this little light of mine. Praise God, we expect our little children to let their little light shine. Amen, but what about us? Amen, but what are you doing? Outside the four walls. Praise God, this church. If I go down to your job and ask them in people you work with, is your light shining? What are they going to say? If I go home right now and ask some of your family members and some of your neighbors, is your light shining? Praise God, what are they going to say today? Praise God. Well, I'll tell you right now, praise God. Boy, we need to let our light so shine that people can see God in us today.
That's exactly right.
It'll prove out too, bro.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother. That's you, brother.
I'm in the 7th chapter of Matthew. I woke up with such a burden upon my heart. Lost faith.
That's you, brother.
Bible says, enter ye in, that's verse 13, chapter 7 Matthew. In the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go therein. Let me read that again. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be which go therein. Boy, I begin to think. Bible says there are many up on that road. Contrary to what the world's telling you. Contrary to what you see on Facebook. Bible says that there's many up on this broad road. I'm going to tell you something about the broad road. There's pleasure on the broad road. You know that? There are all kinds of pleasures. All kinds of distractions, all things, all kinds of things, brother. Jason, that would draw you away from God's house. That would draw you away from God. I'm going to tell you something right now. What's on this broad road? The light is deceptive. Way to of this brother road. It's a real deceptive way. They're blinded upon this road, and they're on their way to hell, and they can't even see. They're blind. Something about that broad road, it's wide that way, and it's wide that way. You have no boundary, and you can see it today. I've never seen sin like I never seen it like it is today.
No boundaries at all.
No boundaries.
Amen. This broad road, Bible done told us, most of the world is on that broad road, and they're going straight to hell. And praise God, and I'll tell you right now, praise God, on this broad road, you're going to find prosperity. Listen to me, all kinds of prosperity out there, praise God, but you'll not find no joy on this road. Listen to me, this broad road, you'll find popularity, won't you? Praise God, boy. But I tell you what, you'll not find peace. Praise God. Up on this
problem. Come in, brother.
It breaks my heart. I'm burdened this morning. Some burden for those. I've got family that's on this broad road. I've got, praise God, friends that's on this broad road. I've got neighbors on this broad road. And praise God, boy, it breaks my heart. Brother Glenn. You may be here. You may be on that broad road. And I'm going to tell you what's wrong right now. You like I was. Before God got a hold of you, you're blinded. Praise God. But the things that Satan will show you.
That's right.
On that broad road.
Amen.
I don't see much this year. We read the next verse. This is where we come in fact. Because the straight is gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there'll be that find it. I wonder, praise God, they ain't me on this road that we're on. But I'm going to tell you about this few. Praise God, we got a big God, amen. Praise God, that can work a miracle. Right. If we would just, praise God, lean upon Him. Yeah. Listen what this God, praise God of this few, said. Over here in chapter 5, listen to me. He said, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savior, wherein shall it be salted? He is there thenceforth, good for nothing, be cast out, and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light. Who's talking about that few on that road? He said, ye the light of the world. A seed that sit on a hill cannot be hid. Praise God. It gives light for miles. You can see a seed for a long way. He's likened us to that city.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Neither do men light a candle and put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it give light unto all that's in the house. Amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. What's going to help them people on that long broad road? It's going to be this few that's letting their light shine into this lost and dying world. Amen. I wonder what kind of light are you outside the four walls. I felt my sensitivity many times that my light was just almost out. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's been out.
Yep.
That's right. Thank you, brother.
You ain't the only one.
He says that does kill us. For our lost loved ones, amen. We don't trust the world. The world will lead them straight to hell. Amen. But he says to us, Brother Jamie, praise God to be that little light that shines into a lost and dying world. Brother Buddy, praise God they might see Jesus in us today.
Amen.
You scared me to death. I got plenty of family members that's on that way. My mommy was such a light to me. Listen, I may not be where I'm at. If the people in my life, brother hadn't been the light, God has put light in me, in my way, in my path, since I was a little boy. Brother Ricky, my mommy and my daddy, my grandmother, praise God, my auntie Noli, they were such a light to me. Amen. Praise God. Boy, I can see Jesus in him. Praise God. Amen.
See Jesus.
Maybe. You know, I wonder if you look at them many on that broad road, how many of them might be sitting in the church with us today? Brother Jamie, if our light had been shining like it should have, it might be some of my family members that was sitting here. If Derek would let his light shine there, Brother Green, Brother the Lord Jesus, Brother Dan, there might be more people my family sitting here today.
Amen.
That's
exactly right.
This might be just for me, children, today. But I know one thing. I light this dim sometimes, brother.
Bless you, brother.
That was all. I remember James Mullins from a neighbor. Real good neighbor. He had them game chickens up there. They get all over my nerves. Listen to me. I'm just telling you the truth, buddy. He was a wonderful neighbor. And I never would want to say nothing, Brother James. Because I want to be neighbor.
Yeah.
And I had them old coon dogs and them chickens with flowers in that coop. I don't know how many. I killed 8 or 10 of them things. Them dogs would kill them. And I get home, they would to death. And I have to knock them in the head. And take them and bury them. One day I got up there. And I got sick of that. You know what I done? I had to knock that chicken in the head because they didn't have a feather on it. He was wore to death. He wasn't going to not make it. And I cast it back, threw it over on his property, and I said, let all the creepers kill all the chickens he's got. And I walked back down the yard, just about halfway back to the house. God said, is that light? Is that the kind of light you want to let shine?
Amen.
I said, no, Lord, it ain't. I went back for across that fence. Listen to me. I got that chicken. I took it up to the hall and buried him.
Hey.
And I told him, listen to me. And we need to be a light to our neighbor.
Amen.
I pray God, we'll never see him saved. If we don't, that's kind of light in our last day.
Amen.
I told Brother Jamie, my neighbor up there, good neighbor. I love him to death. And I'm going to tell you something. Satan tries to work through what they got.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You may not win this fight, dude. This ain't been a few weeks ago. He got an old baby with her. And I believe he's the most annoying dog. They were leaving. You're rabbit hunting, I'm sorry. I believe they are, brother. Most annoying. Why they bark? Brother Bubby. He woke me up all night. And I told Jamie I went through the three phases how I'm going to do this. Called his flesh. Now I'm going to do it. First thing was, I was going to go kill him. Now he's not going to hear him. This is what Satan put in my mind. He's not going to hear him. I'm going to go kill him anyway. But he's not going to hear him. Then I'm going to go take a warrant for him. Take law and have, you know, let him try to, because he's disturbing the peace, my peace. I'm telling the truth now.
Amen, bro.
Me and third thing, if that don't work, first don't work, second don't work, I'll get that shotgun and I'll kill him myself. I'll take care of business.
Yeah.
This is flesh, this is the way Satan wants to work, okay?
That's the way we think, bro.
I'll do it.
I told Johnny I went through 3 steps I was going to do this.
Yeah.
But walking to the truck.
God enter.
The next morning. Because I always pray for leave work. You say, why you do it for? I lay everything to God's hand that morning.
Yeah.
My family, my babies, my church family, I just lay everything to God's hand that morning. Before I lay, say, God, you take care of it. I can worry about it.
That's good, Brother Garrett.
That's what we need to do.
Walking towards the truck that morning, something said, why don't you just pray about that dog? And I said, Lord, you know I want to be a good neighbor. And Lord, you know I want my light to shine. Would you shut that dog up, Lord? If I'm church today, just don't make that thing tonight. When I came home, that was on Thursday night. Wednesday night. Thursday night, I hear that dog bark. Friday, I never hear it bark. Saturday, I never hear it bark. I mean, that was night. I hear it in a little bit of day, and I was bed. Out of Friday, I never hear it. I said, did Rick sell that dog or get Rick? God kill it, what happened? That's because it's not over. But it's still over.
Amen.
And God works that out. You know what, baby? Maybe we won't let a light shine. I tell you right now, Satan tries to give every example, every change in their lives, that we can go blow it, her testimony, that we can deal her lives. I pray God, but listen to me, we got to be better than that. I pray God, we got to keep our eyes set on glory. I pray God, and mind made up, that we're going to let our light so shine to this lost and dying world, that they can see Jesus in us today. Yeah. Not me. Ain't nothing any good. I told you what I'd done.
That's your heart, brother.
Turn, go over to chapter 5, go over to verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just as well as the unjust. For if we love them which love you, what reward have us? Hey, praise God. He told us to love our enemies. Amen. Boy, I tell you right now, not only let our light shine, but we're going to have to let the love of God flow through us. Amen. Praise God. They can see. Praise God. How much God means to us and how much he should mean to them today.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Bless you, brother.
Amen.
It's easy, Brother Trent, to love those that love us. But I tell you right now, it's hard to love those, that old boss at work. Amen. The fiend. They pray God. It's hard to love them. That's for us to love them. Amen. That's what we got to do.
That's what we got to do.
It ain't easy.
You know, it ain't. Sure.
Maybe some good time, Brother Glenn. That love's not been shown like it should. In my life.
Amen.
It's easy to come there and love you, huh? You
know what? Yeah. Yeah.
It's easy to love you, support you, pray for you. Well, it's easy to love you. But to put it on the back, at least if you got a soul, God loves you just as much as he loves me. And God do for him what he done for me. But we need to let our light shine. We need to let the love of God flow through us.
Last thing Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto him. How much are we sharing God with other people? How much are we witness to them? Amen. Tell them a testimony. Tell them what Jesus done for us. How much
are we doing that today?
I find myself sometimes missing opportunity. That's an opportunity. When I had a chance, amen, to share the gospel with this man. Pray God. And I don't.
Yield.
Yield.
Lift him up. Hey, man, we need to lift him up. It's not about me. It's not about us. Here, it's not about the Liberty United Baptist Church. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. He's the one, hey, man, that deserves the glory and the praise and honor.
Right.
I pray God for he is worthy. I pray God to be praised.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
How much we lift him up today? Or hide, or we like that? Amen. Hiding under a bushel. Sometimes. I pray God. I hide mine under a bushel. I like to say this, but it's true. Sometimes I like it from those that need me the most. Amen. And it's a shame. I pray God that I let. I pray God. Let this flesh. He ain't safe. Most time it's the flesh that separates me and gets in my way. Some of them, I've seen time in my life where Satan blew mine out at you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll allow you to. Them.
They're counting us on that problem, you know that?
Amen.
And I wonder, like I said, well, I wonder how many, if this church I've been potted before, if I, Gary would
just say
his light
shine a little better. Sure would. I believe that today.
We are.
It ought to break our hearts to think maybe somebody on that. Some of the people at Mini on that Broad Road, maybe some of them will be already sitting in church. If we'd be doing what God wants us to do, you know that?
Amen, that's the truth, brother. God.
I have failed so many ways. God forgive me for that. Boy, I tell you, we look around us at the wickedness, at the time we're living in. I believe Jesus is soon to come to keep him. And I tell you about that. Sister Shirley, we need to be ready. Amen. We need to by state to let our light shine and support this lost world. We need to pray like we ain't never prayed. Amen. We need to seek the face of God. I pray God like we ain't never have. We need to fall for our face. Amen. And ask God to save our lost loved ones. Before it's ever life's too late. Boy, I get sick sometimes thinking that Lord's going to come and a lot of them going to be left behind. And maybe if I just been a little bit more, pray God, let my light shine, show the love of God, and lift up the name of Jesus, things might have been different.
Yeah.
But we get so distracted sometimes. My pleasures. I'm guilty of it too.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I felt this lie. There ain't nothing I ain't went and done. The pleasures I've ever done that I don't get. That I don't get the. At the end of the day, I just don't get nothing.
That's how it. You don't mean that. You don't mean anything. But when you see like Isaac get saved or day. That's up.
Yeah.
Our sister back here. That's what it's about, children. Seeing them on the broad road brought to Jesus. That's all about that. I'm going to leave you with one thing, Stephen.
Let your light shine. Outside the four walls of this church. It don't make no difference down here. It's easy to let a light shine down here. But it's harder to walk out on the job. Walk around some of our families and neighbors. It's hard, dude. It's just so easy to come in here, Lord God, to let a light shine.
Y'all easy to love, though.
That old person at the right seat, he needs God just as much as we do.
Do what else? We need to get a burden today for those on that broad road.
Amen.
From last time I read the Bible, Jesus said for us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to whosoever should believe it should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, I came into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So who did he die for? Who did he shed his blood for? For whosoever and for the whole world, if they would just come unto.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.